Hey, Buju, and welcome back to Buju, Nana Buju, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. Today, I would like to tell the Dabaji Moan, I would like to tell the story of how Beaver got his tail. In the Anishinaabe way, they say we should wait until the snow is on the ground before we tell these stories. And so it looks like the snow is here to stay. So this is the story of how Amick, the beaver, got his tail. Back in the days of the grandfathers, Amick used to have a great big fluffy tail, just like a squirrel or a fox. And hoa, he was just proud of that tail. He'd sashay through the woods, showing his tail off to anybody who would look. One day he comes up to Mukwa, the bear. He says, "Hey, Mukwa, check out my tail. Isn't it beautiful?" And Mukwa looks at his tail and goes, "Hoa, yeah, you got a really nice tail there. You must be very proud." And Beaver says, "Oh, I bet you wish you had a tail like this, huh?" And Mukwa goes, "Oh, you know what? My tail may be small, but it suits me just fine." "Ah, you're just jealous." And he turned on his heel and he stormed away. Well, pretty soon, Amick, he comes up to Undeg, the crow. And he says, "Hey, Undeg, check out my tail. Isn't it beautiful?" And Undeg says, "Oh, wow, yeah, you got a really nice tail." And Amick says, "I bet you wish you had a tail like this." Well, the crow goes, "Ah, oh, you know what? I like my tail just fine. It helps me steer when I'm flying." Well, Amick says, "Ah, oh, you're just jealous." And he turns on his heel and he walks away. Well, then pretty soon he comes up to Waboos, the rabbit. And he says, "Hey, rabbit, check out my tail. Isn't it beautiful?" And Waboos says, "Oh, yeah, that's a really nice tail you have there." And he says, "I bet you wish you had a tail like this, huh?" Well, Waboos says, "Oh, you know what? My tail may be just a little cotton ball, but it suits me just fine." "Oh, you're just jealous." And he turns on his heel and he storms off. And Hoa, he was just fuming there. You know, nobody would be jealous of his tail. Well, Amick was normally known for being a great logger. He could drop trees wherever he wanted it. But on this particular day, he wasn't paying attention. And instead of dropping that tree forward, he chewed it wrong and it started to drop backwards right towards him. And it was just about to hit him. And at the last second, it lands right on his tail. And he pulls it out and it's like a cartoon. It's all flat and black. And he starts to cry. And he cries out to Gitche Manadu, the great spirit. He says, "Gitche Manadu, what have you done to me? Look at my tail." And Gitche Manadu calls down. And he says, "You know, Beaver, you did this to yourself. Because you had so much pride and you were acting in such an ugly way and you were treating your friends so ugly, you weren't paying attention to what you were supposed to be doing, and now you have an ugly tail. But let me tell you something. I want you to do something for me. Jump in the river there." And so Amick jumps into the river. And for the first time, he realizes, "Hoa, he's a great swimmer, better than ever before." And he crawls out and he goes, "Gitche Manadu, I don't know what to say." But in everything, there's also a good side. Now you have become a great swimmer, and you will build your home under the water, and you will become famous not only for being a great builder and a great logger, but also for being a great swimmer. And the moral of the story was that for everything there is a balance. And that is the day where Gitche Manadu became a Buddhist.
Nah.
You have been listening to Buju Nana Buju, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nana Buju, and I will see you again. Gigawaba min, minawa ho.